John 3:16 is probably the most quoted and loved Bible verse for the Christian community around the world. My name is Randy Vaughn, and in an earlier part of my life, I had the privilege of serving alongside my wife, and when our kids were little, we lived among the Aja people of Benin, West Africa. Of course, making great friends there and seeing God do some great work there, one of the privileges for me was learning to speak the local language, the Ajagbe language. I had some great teachers. And even to this day, years after having returned and moved back to Texas, I can still recall the language. And when we would come home on visits, or even to this day, when people would find out that I speak this African language, they always want to know what it sounds like. Obviously, it's not a language a lot of people know. And so I would always ask them, well, what do you want me to say? And they would think about it, and almost all the time, people would come back and say, can you say John 3:16 in the Ajagbe language? And I was happy to do so. In English, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You can see why it is really a loved verse. It communicates the core of the Christian faith. It's what we're about. And so I wanted to share with you what it sounds like in the Ajagbe language. It sounds something like this. Maolo hehelo subo. Itaro eso eviakogo dada. Iamedik pokpichi ho yesu diseo dakpon o. That is John 3:16 in the Ajagbe language. Verse. It's the core of what the Christian faith is about. So I wanted to share with you what that sounds like in the Ajagbe language. It sounds something like this. Maolo hehelo subo. Itaro eso evie akogo dada. That is John 3:16 in the Ajagbe language.